Good morning. Good morning. This is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Let us pray. The spiritual refreshments and wholeness. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for your word that speaks to our hearts and our needs. We long to soak in your teaching and your loving, learn about you. Your life and your message are like rain showers in our new green grass. We need not just sprinkles, but we need a downpour of soaking, of brightness, rain in the hearts. And even though life can be challenging, we will proceed with you, Lord. We will know that you are in control of everything that's in our lives. Lord, we want to also thank you for allowing us to be on this call this morning. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, and Artist International with this artist life. Thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord. She served our country. We salute her today. Thank you for Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, Mother Eagle, which will throw you right out of the nest. But God, we know she knows what to do to keep us moving forward. We thank you for the speaker that's about to download the information in the telecommunications sanctuary. We pray for the veterans this morning around the country. We pray for the TMC call and the guests that join us. Lord, go around to the sick and shut in this morning, Lord. They need you this morning. Pray for the bereaving family, Honorable Robert Jackson, and his going home with his grandmother. Pray for Mother Oliver's sister at 90 years old, crossed over, Lord. We want to say God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. God is good all the time. Not sometimes. He's good all the time. In the name of Jesus, let everyone say amen, amen, amen. Host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Cox?
Yes, take it away. God bless you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Minister Robin here in New Jersey, and I'm going to say welcome, welcome, welcome to this awesome call, the Master's Call. And as my dear sister, Minister Cynthia, said, we salute our veterans today. Thank you so much, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and all the men and women that have served, that have protected us. We honor you and we salute you on this powerful, powerful Veterans Day. God's word of life is wholeness. And also, it's Friday, which is our prayer request and our praise report. So we have so many great things that are going on today. Well, let me go ahead and tell you a little bit about our awesome call. It was founded by, and you heard our Dr. P.K. Roberts. She is super fantastic. And our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, we love them, and we thank God for what they have done. Without them, we wouldn't have this call. We have an awesome website for you. We have an email address. We stand on Psalms 88:13, and our scripture reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." That's what this call was founded on. That's what we are about, and that's what we're going to do right after this call. So don't hang up. We're going to take your prayer request, and we're going to rejoice with you about your praise report. Our mission statement is that we are enriched, we are enhanced, we are empowered believers as we begin our day. As I mentioned, our website, you can go there and listen to all of our messages. You can share them with your friends and your family. And the website address is themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. The bios are there of our speakers. Have fun. Go ahead and peruse. Take your time. Share it with others. We are here Monday through Friday, and we start at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. We also have an email address for you just in case you're unable to stay on the call or you want to give it to someone else. you can send your praise reports and your prayer requests to info@themasterscall.net. That is info@themasterscall.net. Our theme this year is 2016, through me, through you, TMC family, God's glory is being seen. Again, through you, God's glory is being seen. And we are so grateful because Artists International, the Diaz de Leon family, we're now Artists Life. That is what brought many of us together. And we have the new morning motivational call. And on that call, great things take place. We are encouraged by awesome men and women who are our leaders, and they are teaching us and sharing with us about our products that are helping the world to become healthier. Artist Life is a phenomenal company. And if you want to find out more about that company, again, like I said, we have the morning motivational call. And on that call, and you can get on that call, that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN code is 294-617-POUND. 712-770-4005, PIN code 294-617-POUND. As I mentioned on that call, great things are taking place. In February 2017, we have the Artist Life Extravaganza that's going to take place in Los Angeles. More information is coming. Don't forget to go to your back office and find out great things that are going on. Today is Motivational Friday for Artist Life, and on that call, you can ask Diamond President Reggie Flanagan. He's our guest speaker today. There are going to be questions that you can ask him and get the answers. And not only that, you can share that with your friends and with your family. Our products are great products. Well, I'm not going to take up too much time right now. I'll come back and I'll give you those announcements again. But I want to tell you about one of our sisters. She's one of our team members. I love her dearly. She, too, is an artist entrepreneur. And this is Minister Tiffany Parise Lauderdale. Lady Tiffany, she's the daughter of Ural and Patricia, the late Ural and Patricia Lauderdale. And she's lived her entire life in Southern California. She's the middle child, having an older sister, Yvette, and a younger brother, Aaron. Tiff has graduated from California State University in Long Beach. And this is where Minister Tiffany has earned her BS degree in criminal justice. She is single. I love this. She's saved, and she's satisfied with Jesus. She is the mother of a proud, proud, mighty young valor, man of God, Mr. Kalon Taj Williams. Minister Tiffany is currently employed by the city of Culver, in the Transportation Department. Please excuse me. She's also a transformation professional with a Christian-based company, as I mentioned, Our Artist Life. She served several years as the parent chair of the first tee of South Los Angeles. Kalon loves to golf. It's a golfing organization. And she's also have had several offices in the Western Baptist State Convention. And this was during the 1980s all the way up until 2002. She's also been a member active wherever she is, and she was a member at that church. However, she's currently serving as a member in the Oasis Church in L.A., where her pastors, Phil and Holly Wagner, are over that ministry, and she serves as the co-director in the nursery for our special little precious ones. Minister Tiffany loves to travel. She's encouraged. She's an encourager. She supports others, especially Master Kalon. She's also a basketball mom. She's training him to be a young man in God's army. Glory to God. And she believes that she should raise her son in the way that Kalon is to go. And when he grows old, Kalon will not depart from it. And that's in Proverbs 22.6. That's an awesome scripture to pray over your children. Minister Tiffany, she understands that this call, the master's call, it has blessed her with the opportunity to not only mature in her spiritual calling, but also to continue to grow as a victorious woman of God, seeking God. And she has Jeremiah 29:11, because she knows that God's plans for her life, they are good plans. And her favorite passage of scripture is found in Psalm 34:19, and it reads, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all." Well, without any further delay, I can go on and on and on and love and love and love on this woman of God. I am bringing her forward. Are you there, Minister Tiffany Parise Lauderdale?
Praise God, Father, as Dr. Vanessa tells us, be ready in season and out of season.
Well, wait one. Whoa. Okay, Minister Kai, awesome woman of God. Yes, you are always ready. Another one of our fabulous team members in the process of becoming ordained, a proud, proud mama also. And without any further delay, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for always stepping up to the plate. We have Minister Kai.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for hosting the call. And again, we want to thank Minister Cynthia for seating and greeting the people. And let me say thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Because of your yes, because of your obedience, we are here today in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. And we always want to give the highest praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because he is the reason that we can go boldly before the throne of grace and receive mercy. So, you know, you never take it lightly when you're given the opportunity to come before God's people, because God loves his children. So today we are going to talk about joy. And joy is not happy, it's not content, it is not something that should come and go. It is something that only comes from God. The word says the joy of the Lord is our strength. So that means that we can walk strong through any situation or circumstance, because God's joy does not change day by day. James, 1:2-4 says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and steadfastness has its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." So when things come up that test us, trials and tribulations, the word of God tells us that we need to count it all joy. Not that we need to shrink and run away from it. Not that we need to figure out, oh, how can I get out of having to go through this process? But that we need to count it all joy. We need to walk through it with the spirit of joy resting on us, knowing that our God is walking through it with us. We don't have to walk through it alone. We, unlike those who are unsaved, don't have to go through our trials and tribulations alone. We have other children of God who we can talk to and be accountable with, but most importantly, we have the Lord. We've got Jesus to walk through it, and he tells us to count it all joy. That doesn't mean that we won't get sad, that we won't have troubles, that we will not be put through tests and trials. God never told us that any of those things are the case. What he tells us is the rain will fall on the just and the unjust alike. But it's how we walk through it. It's how we choose to endure those trials. It's how we choose to run the race. See, that is just as important as running the race, how we run it. See, if we run it with woe is me, oh, I can't do anything right. Oh, I can't get this done. I can't do that. Then the enemy has won because we aren't going to move from that place. We're going to get stuck in that trial or tribulation. But if we count it all joy, then as we walk through the storm, we can do it in a manner that is pleasing to God. Proverbs 17:22 says, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to add the process of my bones drying up because I'm allowing the things of this world, the care of this world, to crush my spirit. See, I'd rather walk through these things with the joy of the Lord, knowing that in due season, I am coming out. I am coming through that storm. Romans 12:12, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. You've been given your way to walk through the tribulation. You rejoice in hope. You're patient through the trial or tribulation. And constantly in prayer. You've got to be vigilant as we walk through our situations and our circumstances. We've got to continue to serve God as if the sun was shining brightly. We don't get to change our joy level. We do, but we should not change the level of our joy because we are in a trial. Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace, believing so that the power of the Holy Spirit may abound, Spirit, you may abound in hope. If the Holy Spirit is resting in each of us, then we should be able to abound in hope. We should be able to look at the situation or circumstance that we are facing and know that God has filled us with joy and peace in believing. And then that allows us to abound in hope because we have the Holy Spirit. We should be rejoicing through our trials because we know that our trials work as patience. So we have to make a choice. Again, God gives us the ability to make choices. He doesn't make us do anything. He put before us the choice of life and death and told us to choose life. Now, the choice is yours. The choice is up to you. You have to decide how you are going to go through life. Psalm 16:9 says, therefore, my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. Therefore, my heart is glad. Doesn't matter what the situation is. My heart is glad. My whole being rejoices. Does that mean that I won't have moments where I get sad or I'm disappointed or I feel let down? No, that's not what that means. But But if we truly want to walk out the perfect will of our lives for God, we have to remain in his joy. John 16:24 says, until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. So see, we need to ask so that our joy may be full. Okay, Lord, you know I'm having a tough time today. But your word says ask and my joy will be full. Do we take time to ask for that? Or do we moan and groan and complain and gripe? See, we have to make some serious choices as children of God, because the world is watching. How are these Christians going to respond to the things that are going on in the world? Are they going to fall apart and fall down and lose it? Or are they going to hold their head up high knowing that God is in control? Knowing that things don't happen by chance or happenstance. We have to make a decision. Are we going to walk in the joy of the Lord, which is our strength? Or are we going to be crushed spirits, which will dry up our bones? I don't know about you, but I don't want hard, brittle, breaking apart bones. I want to be able to walk through my situations with the joy of the Lord, with his peace, which passes all understanding. Knowing that for such a time as this, this is the position and place that I'm supposed to be in my life. So we have a choice to make, children of God. Do we do it with joy and peace? Do we do it knowing that our God does not make mistakes? Do we walk through life knowing that the joy of the Lord is our strength? Or do we do it in a manner that gives the enemy the victory? We have that choice to make. So I will leave you again with James 1:2-4. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet various trials of all kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. I turn the call back over to you, Minister Robin.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for that encouraging word. I will call you back to pray, and then we're going to continue our call because today's Friday, and we have our prayer request and our praise report. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you so much for being a God that loves us so much that you gave us your best. You gave us your son, Jesus. And we can, Lord God, count it all joy. We can learn, Father, and we know, Lord, that nothing has taken you by surprise. So thank you for wholeness through your son. Thank you for healing through your son. Thank you for deliverance through your son. Thank you, Lord God, that not one thing is missing nor broken in our lives. I thank you, Lord Jesus, because you are the healer, and we are so glad that Kendra Carter is recovering. She's your daughter. She gets stronger each and every single day. So we thank you, Lord, that she is surrounded by those that love her, that are working with her, that are assisting her, Father, and her temple is getting stronger each and every single day. because she stood on your word, she stands on your word, and your word has gone forward in her body, and it is accomplishing everything that it needs to do in Kendra's body, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you because you comfort those that are mourning. So, Father, we lift up our dear Pastor Candy to you, Father. Her brother Charles has transitioned home to you, and he is healed and he is whole. And we lift up Teresa Stewart's family to you. We lift up our Platinum President, Robert Jackson, to you, Father. And during the transitions of their loved ones, Father, we know that you are comforting them. We know that you are that shelter in the storm. We know that you are surrounding them with your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We know, Lord, that they can take refuge in you, and they're not afraid because we know, Lord God, that you, Lord, are watching over them. And, Father God, during this time, during the planning of Charles's going home celebration, I thank you that many will come to know you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And as our Platinum President and as Miss Stewart, Lord God, they share the greatness of what their God has done, Father. Your son will get the glory. You will get the glory. And you continue to strengthen them, Father, because you are a good God. And you said, Father, that you are with them. You'll never leave them. You'll never forsake them. So they don't have to be discouraged. And, Father, I thank you that during this time, Lord God, you never left the throne. You reign. Jesus is there with you. None of this is taking you by surprise, and you can humble anybody, Lord. So surround the new president-elect, Father God, with men and women, Father God, who are filled with wisdom and knowledge, Lord God, so your will be done in the name of Jesus. Well, family, we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to share with you these announcements. Don't forget, today is the day that we take your prayer requests. Stay on the line if you can. We want to hear your praise report. We also have the new morning motivational call and that number, because today is Artist Life Motivational Friday, and we have our guest speaker, Diamond President Reggie Flanagan, on the call. Ask him. Ask Reggie. Ask him any question. He has an answer for you, and if not, he'll get the answer for you. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN code is 294-617. February 17th through the 19th, 2017, is Artist Extravaganza in Los Angeles. More news to be followed. Don't forget to check your back office. I am going to call you forward, Minister Kai, and then we're going to go ahead and have Dr. PK, who I'll call forward also, to go ahead with part two of our call. Thank you so much, Minister Cox, for that awesome word of wholeness. Thank you again. It's Veterans Day. Go out and thank a man and a woman for serving your country and keeping you safe. And again, we love you. Minister Kai, please come forward and seal this word about joy.
Thank you again, Minister Robin, for doing such an amazing job hosting the call. We love you, love you, love you. Father God, we thank you for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad it is. Lord, as I say, a special thank you to all the veterans across the world, those who served in the past and those who are serving presently, O Heavenly Father. Father God, continue to keep them in your care. Cover their families, O Heavenly Father, because they are doing the job of keeping America safe. So, Lord, as they have given their lives over to the protection of our country, we ask that you be a hedge of protection around them. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, we thank you that this word, your word, will go forth boldly so that the people that call you Daddy God can see that the joy of the Lord is their strength. and that we should not allow anything, not situations, not circumstances, to steal our joy. Lord, and as we leave this call, but never your presence, we want to praise your holy name. We want to glorify and magnify you, Lord, because you deserve that and so much more. Lord, we thank you. We adore you. We love you. We magnify you, and we lift you up, knowing that we have sealed this in the blood of the Lamb. So we will call it done. We will say in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Mr. Robert,
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you so much, Minister Kai. Thank you so much. Well, family, this is part two of this awesome call. This is where we take your praise reports and your prayer requests. I am going to say thank you before I call her forward. Thank you for serving Dr. P.K. Roberts. Thank you so much for being one of our co-founders. I'm calling you forward to continue with our call. Dr. P.K. Roberts, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I am. My ears are getting old. I thought that Minister Carroll was saying, Minister Roberts, she was saying, Minister Robbins, listen at you. But anyway, you all are so phenomenal. I love you so, so very much, Minister Robin. You did a great job this morning. Minister Cox, we thank God for you. And I feel like I've already received from God two powerful, wonderful Veteran Day gifts already, one through my own birth daughter, Davola, came by on her way to work to see about me and just check on me and say happy Valentine's, Veterans Day, hugged my neck and talked a minute and went on to work. And then this word this morning, I just said, that's my word just for me, because that's my scripture. Of course, I'm here at the Joy Retreat Center, sitting here in my prayer room looking at two big joy signs, joy, joy, joy. I tell you, the joy of the Lord. And as you were preaching this morning, God just reminded me of the fact that we, my ancestors, we are not where we are because we had bricks and broke folks' car windows and rioted and did all those ugly things. We are where we are because we prayed. We have the victories that we stand on today because of the prayers that our people sent up. We didn't have any Uzis. We didn't have any guns. We didn't have anything but the prayers of our ancestors. And I just thank God that he lets me know that even when I wanted to hate, my daddy said that we were to love. Love was the weapon that we stood on. And the word of God, which is joy, brought about joy in the midst of our sorrows. And so I thank you, Minister Kai, my daughter in the Lord and spirit, and I love you. I thank God for you and that word this morning reminding us of our source of real power. It is not in rioting. It's not in hatred. It's not in anger. You all better know we got to go back to where we came from for real and not back to the cotton fields, but back on our knees so that we can maintain what our ancestors left here for us. Minister Cal, I'm going to need you to help me with the board this morning. If we have someone in the queue, if you could let me know, give me that, bring them in the queue. We're going to work this together this morning, if it's all right with you.
Yes, ma'am. We have two people in the queue, and if anyone else wants to get in the queue, it's star six and then one. So right now we will bring the last four numbers are 7467. Your line is unmuted.
Good morning, Dr. PK and artist family. This is Camila this morning. I was just calling, as always, I call in each and every Friday to just say that I'm always thankful for this prayer line. It blesses my life. It humbles me. It brings me a word straight from the Lord every morning throughout the week. Praise report for me today is that I'm thankful that my faith is not shaken. And I'm thankful for this message this morning because it's confirmation from me for what I've been telling my friends and my family, that the Bible says that we're not supposed to worry. And I'm seeing a lot of people worry about the situation and worry about we've been through. And you have to constantly remind them that the same God that we've been serving is the same God today. And there's no situation or circumstance that God is not going to take care of. God also says in his word that he knows the plans for us. So he knows the plans for each and every one of us, the plan is for us as one, as his children. And I just pray that we will all continue to remember that and remember as we move forward that we are supposed to never take our eyes off of God and look at no situation. We're supposed to look to the hills which cometh our help, which is the Lord. And so I just pray that we who do believe in prayer will continue to come on this prayer line and pray for our people because they need us right now. Intercessory prayer is so needed right now. So I just, I'm thankful for that. And I just ask for continuous prayer for myself to continue to press on. It's not easy to be a prayer warrior all of the time because you take me so much. So I pray that you all will pray for me to continue to just press on and pray. Pray for my family and pray for Kevin and Natalie in their parenting with their children and pray for children all over the world to be covered and protected because beyond this right now, they are going to be our future. They will be the president to run our world. So I pray for our children that we get it right so that they can be right. And I just thank you and I love you all. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so very much, Sister Camilla. We thank God that you are a prayer warrior and for your faithfulness to the call. And we definitely will pray for Kevin and Natalie. God knows he sees them, and he knows your heart. Our next caller.
Minister Rebecca, your line is open.
Good morning, my TMC family. Good morning, Dr. PK Roberts. Happy Veterans Day to you, and thank you so much for your service to us and to our country. And I also want to say, Minister Kai, that word was just on time for me this morning. And I just thank God for you. I have the same sentiments as Camilla. I love this call, and it really has transformed my life. Every single morning, I thank God every single day for this call. And I do have a prayer request, and it's for my cousin, Katie Rose. Her mom died, my aunt died on Tuesday night. And if you would pray for my cousin, she's 17, and my Uncle Danny and the rest of the Alejandro family during this time because it was like, it was a surprise, you know, but she died in her sleep on that Tuesday night. But, you know, she did have some, she had some health problems. She was like, you know, obese for as long as I've known her. And I think she had some sleep apnea. I'm not sure all the details, but she did die peacefully, they said. And, you know, it was, but it was a shock for them, you know, that she died. And
okay, give me the last name again of the family, Minister Rebecca.
It's Alojado, A-L-O-J-A-D-O, and specifically for my 17-year-old cousin, Katie Rose. And they were very, like, you know, mother-daughter, very close, very close.
Well,
and my Uncle Danny.
And your Uncle Danny, got it.
That's her husband.
Katie Rose. And we are praying for you because that's your aunt, and we are, we know that we don't have all the answers when it comes to death. This is one of the mysteries of God in this journey called life, Minister Rebecca. But I promise you one thing that I know just by traveling this road and dealing with this grief, that God never leaves us nor forsakes us. He's with us always. He really is. And so we would definitely pray for Uncle Danny and Cousin Katie Rose. Okay. Hello.
Minister Jackie, your line is open.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And first of all, Pastor P.K. Roberts, I want to give you praise today and thank you for your service and for serving this country as well as serving this call on this Veterans Day. I want to give you honor this morning for your
Thank
service.
Thank you.
And I am asking my prayer request this morning is, a lot of you call me Silver Fox, and you always admire my hair. The lady that is responsible for keeping my hair the way that it is lost her mother, and they are laying her to rest today. So I'm asking you to keep her family in prayer. Her name is Malaine Davis, and it's the Bond family, B-O-N-D family. So keep that family uplifted in prayer this morning as they go to lay her mom to rest this morning. And also, I haven't heard anybody say it on the call this morning, but it did come in a message yesterday. Our dear Pastor Candy lost her brother Charles. He transitioned, so I want to make sure that we keep her lifted in prayer this morning and her family as well. And one other prayer request. Last night, I met with a young lady that wants to join me in my artist business. And this lady is bilingual, which I had been praying and asking God to send me someone that could speak both languages so I can open up that market here in this state. But meeting with this lady, she has a lot of trouble in her life and unrest. And at this point, I'm not certain that the business opportunity is where she should be right now. But I'm asking you guys to lift her name up. Her name is Ratina. To lift her up, that God will give her rest within her soul and peace within her household. Because there was a lot of drama going on. It was really even hard to try to talk to her yesterday because of the drama. But if this is where her heart really is, and God give me the wisdom to know how to move forward with this young lady. So just keep her lifted in prayer and me as well, so that I will handle this situation wisely and not move forward just to boot for the sake of moving forward. So keep me lifted in prayer as well. And thank you so much, each and every one of you. And Minister Kai, your message was so great this morning. Thank you for allowing God to use you as well.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Thank you so very much, Minister Jackie. I tell you, you are absolutely phenomenal, and we thank God for you and your concerns. For
Dr. Peter?
Yes.
There's no one else in the queue.
Oh, Minister Cox is gone. Okay. We will get ready to go to God in prayer. As we do so, we want to remember our own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and her family always. We need to be lifting Dr. V up as we are preparing for her birthday on the 15th of December. We are praying to God that she will have a beautiful, rested, joyful day on that day. It takes a little planning for her to get that day off. So that is going to be my prayer, is that she can have her birthday off to have a beautiful, beautiful celebration. And I'm asking God to show me what I can do to help make that happen. Also, you guys, my cousin is flying in and her children are coming. I have about 21 people who will be starting to come in here today to the drug retreat from California. They're going to have her husband. They had one service yesterday there in California. And we will have Pastor Willie Williams is his name. We are going to have his funeral here in Mississippi this week. That is beginning today. Also, today is my grandbaby's 7th birthday. Tomorrow is his birthday. So I'm planning for his birthday. For tomorrow, it's going to be here, a cowboy-themed birthday party. And today, my granddaughter, they are having a veteran's grandparents' day at her school. And so I have to be there today. And let me see what else I got to do today. And the superintendent of the school board is having a reception that I'm going to today. So today is a very, very full day for me, but I am so happy that I am able to be up, moving around to do anything at this point and juncture. I'm just so thankful to God. And I thank God that he is teaching me how to relieve the stress. And I told you all there are three S's you need to really monitor in your life. And that's sugar, let it go. It is poison. I know it. I love it too. Stress, it can get us before we ever know it. Just close out calls and do whatever you need to. Don't get stressed out. And finally, get some sleep. Go to bed. Get you some good rest. That is very, rest and sleep is very important. With that being said, let us get ready to go to God in prayer. If there are no other prayer requests, our speaker for today, our mouthpiece for today, is there anything else you need to say prior to me going to the Lord in prayer? Minister Kai, over to you if there's anything else you need to say. Okay, if nothing else. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, hallelujah, but guess what? I am so glad that the Lord delivers us out of all of them. As Psalms 34:19, let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for this day. We praise you for who you are to us. We love you, we thank you, and we give you praise. Hallelujah, bless your holy name on this morning. Holy God, we come acknowledging that we are absolutely nothing without you. But on the other hand, with you, all things are possible. So we thank you that you are God who builds us up where we are torn down. You are God who encourages when we feel discouraged. You are God who heals when we feel sick in our bodies, in our spirits, in our minds, in our souls. You are God who gives clarity when everything looks dark. You are God all by yourself. Give us to stand still and see and know who you are in our lives right now. And so, God, on today, we just thank you for this great call. We thank you for the commitment of Pastor Vanessa. We thank you and we praise you, God, how she has rocked us steady and held this call together. God, we thank you for the directions that she provides for this call. We thank you and we praise you for the sacrifices that she makes for this call. We thank you and we praise you, Holy God, for each and every staff member who comes to assist and stand on the front line and pray for this call. We thank you and we praise you, God, today for those who come to bring a word every now and then just to bless your people. We thank you and we praise you for all of those pastors and ministers. And we lift them up and ask, God, that you bless them and keep them in Jesus' name. We thank you for the great company called Artist International, Artist Life, and the Diaz de Leon family. We give you glory for the vision that you gave Papa over 26 years ago. We ask, God, that you continue to bless them and keep them as only you can. God, order their steps as they continue to lead this great company. Release into this company now as never before finances and great people who love other people, who want to see others healthy, wealthy, and wise. God, bring us together as you never done. Do it in Jesus' name we pray. God, we thank you and we praise you for those who call in faithfully to this call. We come against the enemy and all devices that he has stood up to keep this call from going forward. So, God, I ask that you release a methodology whereby we can come together and pray freely on this call again. There would be no charge for conference calls, prayer calls. We thank you that some way, somehow, it will happen again, and people will feel free to call in again. They won't have to pay to call in. God, I'm asking for that today, and I'm connecting with the hearts of my sisters and brothers who are asking for the same thing. We see the move of Satan trying to stop the prayer and stop those from coming on the call. But the devil is a liar. We render him helpless right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you this morning for Miss Camilla, Minister Camilla, and her faithfulness. We thank you, God, that her faith is strong. We thank you and we praise you for the encouragement that she gives to her family and friends. We ask God that you continue to bless her. Bless her as she ministers to Kelvin and Natalie, as she provides a great path for them to walk in. We thank you for her strength today. We thank you for rocking her steady in Jesus' name. God, I lift up Minister Rebecca and her family today as she has a great concern for her own cousin, Katie Rose. We ask God that you will just bless this little 17-year-old baby and that you will help her know that you will be her mother, that you will send her someone to rock her steady during this loss. God, have mercy upon her father and Minister Rebecca's Uncle Danny. Bless them, Jesus, as they go through the loss of his wife. And God, have mercy upon them. Bless the Ahalodo family in Jesus' name. We thank you for blessing the entire family as they deal with this death on today. We pray this morning for Minister Jackie, Lord Jesus. We thank you for her. And we ask, God, that you bless the Davis and Bond family in the loss of their mother. Bless them, Jesus, and strengthen them as they are going through this grieving process as well. All of those who have grieved the loss of loved ones, we pray this morning. I pray for the Williams family, my cousins, as they are getting on the road, getting in planes, on trains and buses and coming this way. Help me, God, to be a wonderful hostess. Help me to do what I don't normally do, what David always did. Help me, God, to be a light in this dark situation for them. Help me to truly, truly release joy in their lives. Help me today is my prayer, oh God. Lord God, have mercy upon Minister Candy this morning. Bless her, Jesus, and her family as they go to prepare for the burial of her brother Charles. We pray, God, and we believe. But God, we thank you today that you know all things. So God, today we ask that you touch Candy's heart. Not only is she dealing with the loss of her brother today, she's also thinking about the loss of her husband just a year ago this month. God, have mercy upon her. Strengthen her, Lord. We love Candy, and we want you to rock her steady, God. Rock her steady as only you can in Jesus' name. Strengthen her, God, as only you can is our prayer. Have mercy in Jesus' name we pray. We pray, God, that you would bless Sister Retina as she is dealing with so many issues. God, help us to know that you give us some things to do, but not everything to do in the lives of others. And one thing that I know that you've given us to do is to pray, pray, pray. So we are praying for Retina this morning as she is working to decide on whether to become a part of Minister Jackie's business or not. And Lord, help Minister Jackie to know, give her clarity exactly on how she is to assist this young lady. Some people are to be in our lives for a season, a reason, and some for a lifetime. Help her to know how this person is to connect with her and she is to connect with her. I know, God, that you want us to live abundantly because you sent Jesus so that we can do so. We pray this morning that you will continue to bless the artist family all over the world, not just here in the United States, but all over the world as Mama and Papa continue to expand in other countries as they continue to fulfill the mission that you have given them. Help us, Lord, to make their load light and their lives easier in this, their senior years. Oh, holy God, we pray this morning that you will bless veterans everywhere, those who have made such great sacrifices so that we can live in the land of the free and the brave. God, have mercy upon them today. And we pray this morning for the leadership of this great country, the great United States of America. Have mercy upon President Obama and his family as they are transitioning, and have mercy up on President Trump as he and his family are transitioning into the White House. Lord God, you told us to pray for those who have authority over us, who are in leadership positions. And God, we want to be obedient to you, and we want to do it all in love and humility. We want to do what you have called and asked us to do for this great country, so that indeed we will continue to be the light of this world, because Christ is alive over here. We thank you, and we just praise you, God. We thank you for the prayer warriors that you are leading our way, those who will come and say, I want to join you in prayer. I want to join you in praying for this great country. This country is great, God, and it's great because we stand on your word, and we kneel humbly before you, and we love each other. Stir up the love in our hearts today, which will quench all fiery darts of hatred. Stir up the love in us so that we can speak those things that are pleasing in your sight. Have mercy upon those children who have been stirred up and angry. Have mercy upon them. Protect them. Protect our college students. They don't know, God, that their lives are hanging in the balance right now as they are marching and rioting. Lord, have mercy upon them. Keep them, Jesus. This is our prayer today. We need you, God. As never before, we need you. We are calling on you, Father. Have mercy in Jesus' name, we pray. Now, as we leave out of this place of prayer, remind us that we are to pray always without ceasing. Give us to pray before we open our mouths to say anything. Give us to just whisper a word of prayer. And you, God, order our steps so that we will exemplify you in everything we do. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy God. Amen and amen. I want you all to know that I love you so much. I thank you so, so much for this time of prayer. I thank you so much. Go out and have a super fantastic day. God bless you. Open the line so we can say goodbye.
Hi.
Happy Veterans Day. God bless you.
Happy Veterans Day to you.
Thank you.